USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's July jobs report exceeds most analysts' expectations. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Eleni Kara George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Payroll employment rose by 164,000 in July, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us, with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio last night, taking aim at cities run by Democrats. He said there's been a, quote, total one-party control of inner cities for over 100 years, and it just hasn't worked out. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. A tragedy in Gulfport, Mississippi yesterday as a boy was swimming in the Biloxi River when he began struggling. Another boy jumped in to save him. He ran into trouble. A third boy tried to save the other two. All three 14-year-olds drowned. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A program that let contractors listen to queries from people using Siri is being put on hold now by Apple. The program was supposed to help contractors grade the digital assistant's responses, but it also allowed them to listen to some, in some cases, very personal conversations. Apple says in a statement that it is suspending the Siri grading globally while the company conducts a thorough review and tries to find a solution. A group of laid-off Kentucky coal miners protesting this week, blocking a coal train from leaving a Harlan County mine. The miners are demanding weeks of back pay from mining company Black Jewel. The company filed for bankruptcy on the 1st of July, and its assets did go up for auction yesterday. Black Jewel didn't have a state-required payroll bond that would have protected the miners who were laid off. And the late Prince's estate is reissuing three mid-90s Prince albums next month on vinyl, Emancipation, Chaos and Disorder, and the Versace Experience, all to be issued on limited edition purple vinyl on LP as well as on CD. Chaos and Disorder and the triple album Emancipation have never been released on vinyl. They'll be available on CD for the first time in two decades as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.